According to a spokesperson at the European Commission, the publication of the proposal for the review of the EU Data Protection Directive has been postponed until late February or March 2012. The draft proposal was scheduled to be officially released in late January after it was leaked in December 2011. According to various sources, the proposal received negative responses from several directorates general over the course of the inter-service consultation, some of whom have voiced their concern that the proposed new framework would be stricter than the current legal framework and thus may have a negative impact on businesses. For example, parts of the proposal, such as the right to be forgotten, are viewed by some as potentially too burdensome for companies. The delay in the release date for the proposal will push back the formal adoption of the draft proposal by the European Commission. Viviane Reding, Justice Commissioner and Commission Vice President, is said to be working on a communication in which she will outline several key goals and objectives for the draft proposal. The draft proposal has not yet entered into the legislative process and may undergo substantial changes before it reaches that stage. European Digital Rights informs that right at the end of the inter-service consultation process in the European Commission, the almost final step before a legislative proposal is launched, the United States Department of Commerce launched a significant lobbying campaign against the leaked draft proposal for a data protection regulation. The campaign included high-level phone calls from senior figures in the U.S. Department of Commerce to top-level staff in the European Commission, covering topics such as U.S. business, multilateral and bilateral treaty organizations, PNR, national security, law enforcement, trade and innovation. A somewhat less critical but nonetheless alarming informal note was also circulated. Partly as a result, several commission services, including OLAF, the internal anti-fraud unit whose data processing is not covered by proposals, issued negative internal opinions at the end of the inter-service process. These will now need to be taken into account by Commissioner Reding's staff before the final proposal can be launched at the end of January. In general, the U.S. complained about the draft proposal, arguing that it will break with international standards and might even end up being counterproductive for data protection. In particular, the note criticizes the proposals on data breach notification, children's privacy, and the right to be forgotten. The U.S. also argues that global interoperability of national and regional privacy regimes could be undermined by the proposal. Furthermore, they argue that the proposals would interfere or block investigations by public agencies in third countries on competition, consumer protection, and even privacy, and hinder information sharing between the EU and U.S., as well as undercutting enforcement cooperation between EU data protection authorities and the rest of the world. It goes on to try to make the point that a balanced proportional approach would be of greater value to consumers. We would like to highlight some of the most prominent exaggerations and misunderstandings in the U.S. paper. Interoperability. The U.S. praises its own global work on interoperable privacy standards and says that the EU's draft proposal widens rather than narrows the gap between existing practices. The concept of interoperability has often meant in the past that data is simply being transferred to the U.S. without U.S. laws that would protect the data of non-U.S. persons. After opposing innovation in the new framework, the note then says that substantial innovation is, of course, appropriate. Data breach requirements. After acknowledging the positive impacts, the analysis of data breach notification requirements descends into logical truisms. Overly strict standards would be overly strict and would divert attention away from improving corporate data security practices. It refers to the broad definition of personal data breach without further comment, as if a broad definition was, by definition, a flaw. The note explains, in a lot of words, that in some exceptional circumstances, the 24-hour notification deadline may be disproportionate and would risk over-notification, although most U.S. data breach notification statutes use very similar language. The note claims that this would put the focus on process rather than security. Right to be forgotten. The note points out that requiring any link to personal data to be deleted is very expansive and may interfere with free speech rights. Ironically, a footnote, which runs exactly contrary to the current U.S. proposals on copyright, explains that there is no point in using legal instruments to keep content off the internet, quoting an academic who said, "There is no legal remedy that is available that could prevent such a thing from happening." This is, of course, due to the decentralized, multi-jurisdictional character of the web. They use an example where an injunction increased rather than decreased availability of the objected-to data. Definition of child. The note points out that it may be problematic to treat teenagers in exactly the same way as small children. The note states that the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA, defines child as individuals under the age of 13, and that it would be difficult to always require parental permission, especially when teenagers are becoming more independent. Adequacy. The note argues that the proposed draft regulation increases complexity by adopting a horizontal approach, which the Lisbon Treaty requires, adding another layer of problems to an already burdensome, opaque, and indeterminate process. Interestingly, the note focuses on a European Court of Justice decision in Akzo Nobel on attorney-client privilege in other countries, implying that adequacy assessments in a data production regime would be even more difficult and impossible. Alternative provisions for data transfer. The U.S. authorities appear to have had difficulty in understanding the draft proposal and how it will deal with codes of conduct, privacy certification schemes, seals, and trust marks. The U.S. worries in particular that these may not be considered adequate for transfers to third countries. Regulatory enforcement and international cooperation. The U.S. authorities attack the restrictions in Article 42 on access to European data in the absence of an EU legal framework, with no empathy at all with the idea that the EU has an obligation to protect European fundamental rights and cannot deliberately leave a loophole open where foreign governments can gain access to European data. The note also worries that the current draft does not clearly permit and may restrict transfers of data from regulatory enforcement agencies in the EU or its member states to third country agencies such as the FTC. Finally, the U.S. authorities complain that the regulation appears to limit full cooperation on cross-border cooperation on privacy enforcement to countries which have an adequate data protection regime. Most of the objections are rather specious, obviously weak, or plain wrong, and interest-driven, aiming to water down the standards in the leaked draft regulation. This early-stage intervention obviously aims at reducing interference with access by the U.S. to any data about European citizens in the course of their investigations, showing very little effort to understand the European concept of privacy. This information has been provided by the Privacy and Information Security Law Blog and European Digital Rights. For further information on state of exception and human rights, as well as on civil liberties and the right to privacy, you may visit Equipo Niscor and Radio Niscor's related web pages. This program has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on January 19th, 2012.